you read on page 544 where we said, hey, as, you know, people, I always say this, people always disagree with this statement. I say it's always our fault. Because when we read on page 544, it said that it was our reaction to things that happened. Look, hey, things are going to happen, but it was our reaction. So whose fault is it? Who's the problem? I always thought everybody and everything outside of me was the problem. I always thought, wait, the way I was brought up, you know, what they did to me when I was a child, all of these things, it was my reaction. Look, person, you could be, you know, some things could happen around you that, you know, they talk about in the Bible about the world could shake, the earthquake, you know, one of the Psalms, and they talk about all around us, but we could be at peace. It's our perception. It's our perception. And let me do the last sentence of this on page 417, the acceptance, what they call the prayer. It's really a story here, but it goes, I need to concentrate not so much at what needs to be changed in the world, at what needs to be changed in me and my attitudes. Does that sink in? What needs to be changed in me and my attitudes? Now, when I came into these meetings, until I had that spiritual awakening, I read it. I read it up here. But when you get it really in here, this is the truth. Look, you're going to sit there and say, well, this happened, that happened. No, it's your attitude towards it. Even your, I always say your own death, whatever it is, you can accept that. You should be happy, joyous, and free now. Just that's all there is to it. The resentment, the anger. You know, the whole thing is this. And the reason I'm going to read the sick man prayer, all of this is based on resentment. And it says in our book, resentment is the number one killer of us, say, compulsive overeaters, alcoholics, and all of these, you know, hey, I always say compulsive overeaters, alcoholics, and all, you know, it sounds like we were all crazy addicted people. But, you know, since I had the spiritual awakening, I worked these steps, I saw, quote, normal people that I see around in society running around like a chicken without a head on with all the resentment, the anger, the fear, you know. But they, so, you know, it's something for everybody. But we lucked out, and I'll tell you why. We had this addiction. We had this problem. We had this craziness. We were hit bottom. So we realized when we came in here, at least most of us did. Some of us, you know, we still haven't gone to step one. Admitted we were powerless, but it didn't work. I used to have a guy, I used to go there and when I had problems and go speak to him as a professional guy, right? So I go tell him all my problems. He was pretty good. And he said to me, and I said, I want to do this, control this, tell this person that, or, you know, and he would always say, well, how's that working out for you? So we came in here, hey, and how about, look, I always talk about the diet. 75% of this country have a problem with the food, right? How's that working out for you? How are those diets working out? Huh? We've got a better way. Hey, I'm telling you, it really works. You know, the diets are trying to control it like we do everything in our life. You know, and I always talk about with the God's food and getting, we'll intuitively know the 10-step promises said we'll be put into a position of neutrality towards the food, yes. Now, hey, you can diet, and I did for a year on a strict diet, and you can go on and try to diet and you know, always, you know, and be miserable. And that day is going to come because, you know what, it's the transformation we need. Just like getting people to like us, you know, some people say, well, when you're with a person, travel more places, have more things to say and speak. No, you want to be yourself. The only way to be yourself is to get out of this ego and self-centeredness, you know. And the whole thing with people, you know, whole, I talk about here people and resentments and anger and fear. I always say, look, hey, say you go to a meeting and there's 100 people there, right? You know, so you go to the meeting and everybody there doesn't like you. Okay, so what? That's the point of this. This whole point is that happiness is in here, not anything outside of us, right? I'm going to say it again. I say it every meeting, the man who climbed the Himalayan mountains, right? Mount Everest, right? So he could be happy and everything. And, you know, he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, spends years and almost got killed getting up there. And, you know, the whole thing was is that he had a momentary, what's called pleasure. Pleasure. But I told you about the guy when I went to see the lecture. He's again, it was the real deal with the robes and everything. And he said, I could sit on my couch and be just as happy. I can sit on my couch and have that same joy and happiness. But the point was, the guy, he could sit on his couch and that will stay with him. The guy who climbed Mount Everest, after all of that, he came home and he was thinking about climbing the seven other mountaintops in the world or climbing Mount Everest again. That's it. More money, more success. Hey, you know, they say a rich person, a successful person can't get this. It's harder for them to get it. Yeah, maybe they can get it. But it's like us who hit bottom. We were lucky, boy. We, you know, they say I'm a grateful alcoholic and grateful compulsive overeater. You know what this has done for my life, these steps? It's just transformational, my reaction to everything. I start to see it from a different perspective. I don't see it from what they call, I'm rocketed into the fourth dimension, right? No, really, it's true. And you know what? When I'm not during the day, when the anger, resentment, and the seven deadly sins are gluttony, right? Wanting to eat more, wanting to drink, whatever it is, I have a better way. I have a higher consciousness through this higher power. Again, they explain that higher power, higher consciousness. A lot of people have a deity in their life. It's all good. But the point is, so long as it's not me. I have, you know, and we have, we agnostics is a great chapter. And in there it says, you know, hey, you know, we, you know, people say, I don't have any faith. But it says that you had faith on page, I think it's 54. It said you had faith all the time. You had faith in materialism. You had faith in your, you know, all of these different things in life. So you had faith there, right? But it wasn't it was material things. It was things touching the feel, like the five senses, you know, go out and enjoy life. And it's all related to the food, the five senses. But on page 85, it talks about the sixth sense. So we have the spirit, we have a soul, a source in us. The lower levels of thinking of all of these things, the jealousy, the envy, the pride, okay, it's all about, you know, when we get out of self, hey, the whole world opens up. When we surrender, the whole world surrenders to us. When we get quiet, you know, the answer, you know, I always say when I'm quiet and I pray or meditate or whatever it is, the answer is it really doesn't matter. All of these little plans and designs, all of these things I was thinking about in my life, they really don't matter. They don't. And the reason is, you know, people are going to say, what do you mean they don't matter? Because they're on a false premise. You could have 10 people in the room and they'll have different opinions about something, right? You'll see something could happen at this meeting here right now, and we have like over 30 people, whatever, and then all of a sudden, somebody will, and everybody will have a different opinion about it. So the mind of perception, that's what I just read here. It said, I need to concentrate so much at what needs to be changed in the world, but at what needs to be changed my attitudes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go right to the sick man prayer because I want to get that down before I forget. I had more I wanted to read here. And then don't forget, we got page 552. Look, if all this other stuff doesn't work, we got page 552. So try to remember page 552. And you know what the name of the chapter is? Again, like I always say, do we have to read the chapter? The name of the chapter on page 552 is Freedom from Bondage. Don't forget this name, Acceptance was the answer, okay? So the answer is in the title. I mean, we complicate this program to no end. Look, it's a simple, simple program. Okay, it might be difficult to realize everything you thought about in your whole life was wrong. And it really, you know, if you're depressed or upset, it is wrong thinking. We weren't created to be depressed about things. We were here to be happy, to walk outside. We weren't here to eat food, big plates of food, and make that a higher power, to drink alcohol all day or take drugs, synthetic man-made things. That's like way, way off base. And you know why we can, once we get the spiritual awakening, we're happy and joyous in everyday things. You don't have to go there. You can swear it off. You can, you know, like a hot stove. You know, before I couldn't, and it says in our book, stay away from like a hot stove. I had nothing to replace it. But now I have something so beautiful. It's called spirituality. In one sentence, one phrase,